The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has said Tel Aviv will be razed to the ground if Israel attacks Iran.
گاهی سردمداران رژیم صهیونیستی ما رو تهدید هم میکنن، تهدید به حمله نظامی میکنن، اما به نظرم خودشون هم میدانند و اگر نمیدانند بدانند که اگر غلطی از اونها سر بزند جمهوری اسلامی تل آویو و حیفا رو با خاک یکسان خواهد کرد.
Ayatollah said that Khamenei criticized the U.S. and its Western allies, including the U.K., for the public enmity towards Iran. He said such a hostile approach is unwise. He also said the U.S. does not want the dispute over Iran's nuclear energy program to be resolved. That's because it wants to put further pressure on the Iranian nation, but Iran will never be brought to its knees. He said further that anti-Iran sanctions have activated the internal capabilities of the country, despite their negative impact, and have contributed to great technological achievements. Ayatollah Khamenei said there are some who are displeased with Iran's progress and are trying to undermine its achievements through media propaganda. He said the Iranian nation has, however, emerged proud and victorious in spite of the enemy's plots, and that today, without Iran's vote, no significant issue in the region can be resolved. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution made the remarks during an address to the public in the northeastern holy city of Mashhad. Let's get the thoughts of Fuad Izadi, who's a professor at the University of Tehran. He joins us from the capital, Tehran. Fuad Izadi, Israel, the possessor of Middle East's nuclear weapons, which they have declared it, based on numerous threats on attacking Iran, has gotten a response from Iran's leader. What was your reaction based on what Iran's leader has said regarding those numerous threats?
Well, as you know, Israeli leaders threaten Iran almost on a daily basis and basically have increased this type of rhetoric recently. Yesterday, Netanyahu was repeating the same accusations against Iran and threatening Iran again. So it's just natural for the leader of Islamic Revolution to respond to this level of rhetoric. There are some analysts in the Israeli side and the U.S. side that think if Israelis attack Iran, Iran may not respond in a similar manner. And that's a big mistake. And I think the leader of Islamic Revolution made this clear today. So memo to those analysts, you're making a mistake. If Israelis or Americans attack Iran, Iran's response will be quite harsh. And Iran is capable of defending itself, and I think the Iranian army will do its job. So this is basically a warning to the other side for them not to make that mistake.
And also regarding talks with the U.S., Iran's leader has said that pretty much the U.S. does not want Iran's nuclear issue to be resolved, but rather wants to continue with the talks. Why would he say that?
I think there were a couple of very important sentences in his speech today. One sentence that was, I think, something relatively new is that he will not oppose if the Iranian government engages in talks with the other side. This is something that was said before in a different tone. I think the tone was a little different today. He said that he is not really sure if the U.S. side is basically really interested in true negotiations. And in true negotiations, you know, you have to give a little and take a little. His analysis, Ayatollah Khamenei's analysis, was that the U.S. wants to dictate his basically demands to Iran, and that's why he was not very hopeful that this type of negotiations will have any fruit. But I think what was quite important is that sentence that he said that he will not object to the government, the executive branch, basically, in Iran, to engage in this type of talks. And what he has been saying for the last many years is that Iran is ready to talk to other side if Iran realizes that the other side is genuine in its rhetoric. You know, you have had President Obama, Secretary Kerry, more or less saying that they want to have talks with Iran, and Iran has been saying that given your history, given your animosity, given the fact that you are sanctioning Iran in a very uncivilized manner, we need to see some positive steps, some positive action from you to believe your rhetoric. This is what he basically stated today, and then he has stated that he will not object if the government engages in this type of talks. I think that is quite important. The other important point that he made was with regard to the enrichment issue, and he said that we need to see from the other side a statement that recognizes Iran's right to enrich uranium inside the country. And I think that is important because, as you know, Iran has been enriching 20% uranium for the last couple of years because of the need that it had to basically fuel the research reactor in Tehran. And that has been part of negotiations for the last couple of years with regard to whether Iran is going to stay with this 20% enrichment, or Iran is going to go back. So what Ayatollah Khamenei was saying is that our red line is the 5% enrichment, and I think that's significant. He's basically saying that the 20% enrichment is up for negotiation.
Good to talk to you. Thank you so much, Fuad Azadi, professor at the University of Tehran there.